Sound Sessions on WGN.
There we go. Rock and roll. Hey, welcome back, guys. This is Michael and Kevin Richter here on Sound Sessions on WGN Radio. Just wanted to get through some text really quick. Thank you to 630. Great dynamic, you two.
Oh, how nice of her.
I like this one, too, from 620. You guys were high-fiving each other after you went to that first
break. Oh, yeah,
break,
I responded to that one. Yes, we definitely were. That first break, for sure.
High-fives are some of my favorite things to do. Great. What's up to Dominic from Franklin Park? And then we had this amazing story from Dominic, who said he took his mom, on the topic of concerts with your parents, he took his mom to a Poplar Creek show to see Heart. And during the concert, I guess his mom was passed a joint. And his mom actually smokes cigarettes, so she went to go and thank the guy.
Oh, my God.
Took three tokes and then said, oh, it must be a European cigarette because it tasted so bad. And then, well, at the end of that concert, three songs in, she had he had to walk her out because she wanted Superdog so bad.
Oh, I wonder why that is. So
well,
funny.
Great. Thank you guys for calling. Thank you for texting in. Keep doing that throughout the night. We're going to be taking them all night long.
So, Michael, we are thrilled. We have two guests from, well, we've had them on Sound Sessions before, a couple of friends of ours, Michael Thomas and Danny Kalasic of the band Corral, local Chicago band. What's up, guys?
Hello.
Hello. Thank you. Welcome.
I love that story from Dominic about corralling.
Yeah, right. Yeah, Dominic's mom was definitely corralling.
Yeah.
So what's going on, guys? You said, Danny, you just came from a local DIY show, yeah?
Yeah, I was over at the dojo.
And we want to talk about that in a little bit.
It was a blast, man. It was Latino night tonight, like Latino culture celebration. Mostly like just showcasing artists in the neighborhood. It's in Pilsen and like on the edge of Little Village and stuff. So it was just like Latino people of color. Like there was a drum circle going on with some singing going on.
That sounds like a lot of fun.
Night. People selling artwork upstairs in the gallery. There was a showing room in the back. There was like a potluck thing going on.
Wow.
My friend Palma's brother came. He's been living in Paraguay for a while. And he had like this crazy enchilada recipe
that he had.
So he was making everybody enchiladas. Like I'd never seen somebody so frantically making
enchiladas. Dominic,
it was crazy.
I think Dominic, Texter Dominic's mom would have a good time at this.
Absolutely.
This
She'd be all into that. You know, that's the cool thing about Chicago though, right guys? I mean, the fact that we have such a community-based concert scene. So when you're going to these concerts, people are making enchiladas. They're networking. They're doing all these things. It's not just a concert you're seeing. You're seeing your friends, which is so cool.
It was crazy. Yeah, it was so much fun. It was definitely very communal. And just the music was like, God, these conga players. And oh, my God, it was like unreal. I was in another world.
Well, let's get back to you guys first here. So let's talk about Corral. What's going on with Corral? For the listeners and then the people that are streaming, yada, yada, what is Corral? Who is Corral?
I mean, if you break it down to its original seedlings, I'd say Corral is Danny Kalasic, the guy sitting to my right, and he just needed some people to corral with him, so that's kind of where I came in. And then we have a drummer named JP Zygmunt, who couldn't be here, but that's like what Corral is now.
But yeah,
I mean, it ebbs and flows. Who's to say that this is it's not the first form of Corral? This may not
sure.
be the final form. I think it's leaving our marks on it as we come.
Corral is a music-making entity of Chicago.
What kind of music are we talking here?
We play experimental hard rock music with like emo and grunge influences.
Yeah, and we're going to hear a couple different samples coming up here in a bit.
Just crank out, like, we have some new songs to play for you tonight.
Ooh, that's awesome. Yeah, we're looking forward to that.
We're going to be playing a brand new song.
You know, guys, we were actually talking about the fact that, you know, we're music guys. We wanted to know what were some of your early concert memories with your family or whatnot, or even 4th of July. What have you guys been up to?
My and it's perfect because they just released a new album yesterday. But my first concert ever was Blink 182, and Alkaline Trio opened up for them. And in
Dang.
The middle of that, I believe it was Saves the Day in Newfound Glory.
Was that at Summerfest?
I don't know if it was Summerfest. It was out in the burbs, though, in Tinley Park.
Okay, it was in Tinley Park. Because that was one of my first, too. I remember that concert.
The Pop Disaster Tour.
The Pop Disaster Tour. Yeah. It's so great. What do you think of that new album?
Yeah, I was just going
to
say.
I'm digging it, to be honest.
We just jammed it all day.
We've been jamming it all day. I mean, it's hard. You know, being from Chicago, especially, Matt Skiba is playing with Blink-182. So
yeah.
it's like taking two things that I love and putting it together, and how are you not going to love that too?
It's like the perfect banana split in every single way. How about you?
What about you, Danny?
We were actually just talking about this in the green room. That's funny that you bring this up. My first concert was Warped Tour 06.
Okay.
And the first shows that I saw were Hello Goodbye.
Nice.
I remember them.
Which was like when that EP was out at the time. So they were playing like Touchdown Turnaround and yeah. like stuff like that.
They toured with that EP for a good 5 years.
It was crazy.
It was four songs that they toured with for
when
5 years.
You tap into it, you milk it.
Right.
You know, my hat's off to enough. You can milk a four song EP for five years.
5 years, right.
The second one was, or that same day, was Gym Class Heroes, which was super fun. That was
those guys were great. I saw them at a Warped Tour too, probably the same one. And I was blown away by them.
It was like 11 a.m.
right. Like, but you were so young and like so geeked about being there. Yeah, that's so funny. Let's talk. So Mike mentioned corralling around. What is that? Corralling.
I mean, corralling can be whatever you want it to
be. It's not just a band name, is it?
No, it's anything really. You know,
we use it interchangeably for all words.
it could be used however you want. You can take it and put it to any situation you want. I usually apply it to good things. I enjoy corralling.
Yeah.
In any sense of the word. And even when I'm corralling at a lower level, it's still a good time.
Corralling is togetherness. Corralling right. is communicative. It is, you know, community.
I like that.
It's much like the Eskimos who have so many words for snow. It's just corralling can mean pretty much anything, and there's different layers of it as well.
I like that.
I remember mm-hmm. being in the South in Atlanta, like if you wanted pop or soda, it was Coke.
Right, always Coke. So Coke. Similar concept
yeah,
there?
Okay.
So can you corral a Coke?
Yeah, why not? Okay. I mean, you could be having a Coke while you're corralling.
Right.
There you go.
So what's coming up for you guys?
Studio again.
Yeah?
We decided to take we were going to make another EP entitled Leche. I think we were talking about that last time we were here. So we've since then decided, because we've been cranking out more songs, let's make it a full length. We've yet to do a full length as a band. We've just been putting out singles and like 3-song EPs, 5-song EPs. So it's time to like, it's like nut up or shut up.
Yeah, why can't
that's
we?
Right.
You know,
Are you guys up for giving us a little taste right now of one of the songs?
Sure, yeah, let's do it.
Mike, you want to give that mic a little?
Oh yeah,
Michael. Give that mic. Perfect. And I'm going to mess around with some live reverb here. So let's see how this goes.
This one's called
Slang.
Slang. All right.
Yeah, this one's brand new.
Going fast. crush it with your money, you the ankle of your sock.
Wow.
That was
excellent.
Great, guys. Thank you so much.
All right, so we are Sound Sessions here with Corral. We're going to take a quick break. More from Michael and myself and Michael Thomas and Danny Kolasik from Corral next. Thank you for listening to Sound Sessions. All right, welcome back to Sound Sessions on WGN. We are here hanging with Corral, and I think you guys have another one for us, right?
We sure do.
Excellent, excellent.
Whenever you're ready, guys.
So this song is called The Drop. And this is Corral.
Great job.
Thanks.
That was awesome.
Man, I feel so corrally.
Yeah, I feel like we were corralling.
It's so good,
it's
so good.
Mood.
Well, you know, I love the fact that we're actually able to get text messages right now because everyone is just still flooding in with their favorite memories. Cookie, thank you for sharing your 1966, 67, and 68 Fifth Dimension at Chicago State Fair. That is dedication to that band.
Wow.
Yeah. So thank you guys so much for calling. Guys, that was fantastic.
Yeah.
Where's your next show at?
Where is our next show at?
We had a show booked, and then it filled up, and we weren't on the bill.
Mm-hmm. I know
so
how it goes.
Right now, it's just we really just like making songs and recording them. And I love playing shows, but we've come to find with Corral, we can crank these songs out pretty easily. And that's not in like a...
No, it's... If you have that connection,
like, it just seems to just like today we learned a new one, and yep. It's just like we just want to keep recording them, and to just not stop doing that. And the shows are kind of sparse, but I think that makes it a little bit more special. I mean, we're not going anywhere. Like when you see us, we're in Chicago, so you know, catch us when we're around. Like we kind of just do it because we love it ultimately.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So for selfish reasons, like, we enjoy it for that. And, like, when we do share it with others, it's special because it's something that's very special to us, I think.
Well, you just mentioned, you know, you're around Chicago and all that. We kind of want to get into, like, some of Chicago local music scene and other things, like, sure. Favorites and best ofs. But we have Ben on the line. You guys want to throw your headphones on?
Yeah.
It sounds like he's got another music story to share. If we're all Please. Corralling, let's have Ben corral with us.
Ben, welcome welcome to the show. Good to hear from you, man.
Hi.
What's up, Ben?
Thanks for put me on.
Absolutely.
So I had a pretty cool music experience that I thought I would share, where I'm a physicist. Mm-hmm. That's what I do.
Okay.
So I was listening to the like Loveless by My Bloody Valentine. Mm-hmm. And then something about the music and like I was like hanging out, like feeling good with some friends.
Sure.
And something about the the music and like how we were just like hanging out. Like, have you ever seen that Google program where it like starts off as quarks and then you can like zoom out until you see like galaxies?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Like one of those played very distinctly in my mind.
Oh.
Actually, I figured out something about my dark matter research.
Sounds like you were corralling pretty hard there, Ben.
Oh, yeah. I was 10 out of 10 corralling.
Well, thanks for listening and thanks for calling in there, Ben.
That's the beauty.
Oh, no problem.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Ben. That's the beauty of music. It can really just unlock certain secrets in your mind, right?
Absolutely, yeah. Well, so that was fun. Thank you, Ben. So, guys, yeah, let's talk about some Chicago music or the Chicago local music scene favorites. And I want to hear from you, Michael, also. And if you guys are up for it, maybe we'll keep you around for an extra segment. I don't know.
Definitely.
But what do you guys think? So what's like a favorite Chicago venue?
Oh, man. I love seeing shows at Lincoln Hall.
Mm-hmm. Lincoln Hall's great.
Because it just sounds so good.
Yeah, they do it right there.
But, I mean, I really love playing Quenchers. Because
I love Quenchers.
It's down the street from my house, so you can just walk.
Right. And the Tater Tot Pizza.
The popcorn with
the hot
sauce.
And that's at Fullerton and Western, right?
Yeah, Fullerton and Western. You guys ever do popcorn with hot sauce?
Yeah, but the only thing
is, people look at me like,
wow.
I like it, but it gets soggy. That's the only downside.
Soggy. I don't know, man.
That's my thing with cereal and milk, but people seem to do that.
It's a little county fair for me. I don't know.
Oh, I love it. Keep doing it, Quenchers.
That's so cool. What about you, Danny?
I got mad love for the dojo.
Mm-hmm. Talk about the dojo a little bit more. So this is like a DIY local kind
of... Yeah, it's like an art collective run by a few of my friends. And it's an art collective. It's a venue. It's like it's a media entity. Like they do dojo radio and things of that nature. And like videos and things like that.
But yeah.
It's just, it's a venue where people can come and display their artwork and sell their artwork.
And it's not really necessarily like advertised, you know, is that right? It's, you kind of have to be in the know or you have to like be part of a Facebook group or something for it.
Right. It's like a text for the address kind of.
Sure. Which is pretty cool.
Yeah. It's a thing.
Nice.
Makes you feel cool going there.
What about you, Michael? What's a Chicago local favorite venue-wise for you?
So I'm going to put this out there and tell me if I'm wrong here. I'm going to say that the best Chicago venue In my opinion, is the Empty Bottle, conversely with the Double Door. Those would be my spots to play if I wanted to, like, you know, get more started in a band and to book my first few shows.
Yeah.
I love those venues. The fact that you can they tie in that great bar scene that's right in the middle of the venue and it just stretches out like that. The way that it's set up is so great to see a show. Even if it sounds bad, it still sounds good. I mean, am I right?
Right. Empty Bottle's great, especially those free shows on Mondays.
Yeah,
you can just
they have
go,
free
and
shows.
It's like, it's not just a free show because it's some hack bands. Like, it's legit. I've seen some amazing shows.
Oh, yeah.
There.
Yeah. Absolutely.
They posted that they had, in 2000, they had the White Stripes there, like when they were just getting their start. So
no way. The
fact that we live in Chicago and are able to see these amazing acts at these very, very small, intimate venues, oh, man, I thank God every single day for it. How about you, Kev? What's your favorite spot?
I think Lincoln Hall is definitely my favorite. And also, talking about the Double Door, let's hope we don't lose it. I know there's an eviction thing battle going on. That's a shame, so... But, yeah, and that's like a Chicago staple. It's been around forever.
I feel like there's a petition that's going around now to save the Double
Sign
Door.
It. Sign it.
Yep. Sign it the minute that you can.
Cookie from 262 Cookie says Go-Go's at the Vic, so apparently Cookie is a Vic fan.
I was about to say, Vic's the Vic.
The Vic's great, yeah. Vic and the Riff, they kind of have a similar feel to
me. I feel
like
we have to mention the Metro.
I was just going to bring that up, yeah.
That's a great spot. I saw Caribou there last spring, and it was like one of the greatest shows I've ever been to in my life.
And that's like, that venue, it's like not too big, not too small. You know what I mean? It's like right. just the right size.
But do they have air conditioning at that place? Because they like have like 14 fans set up around the venue, and that's the only like the bad thing about it. It gets so yeah. hot there.
Yeah, great spot for sure. Well, let's do this. Let's take a quick break. We'll throw it up to Roger for news after that, and we'll come back for a little bit more local music talk. What do you think?
That sounds great.
You are listening to Sound Sessions live on WGN Radio. I am Kevin.
And what's up? I'm Michael.
And we have plenty more next. Thanks for listening. Welcome back to Sound Sessions on WGN Radio. That's RJD2, who we recently interviewed, actually.
That's
we
right.
We caught him at the Metro. Great show.
You can actually catch all of those interviews on WGNplus.com, or you can go on iTunes, search Sound Sessions WGN. You'll be able to find great acts like RJD2, Victor Wooten, Corral, who we have a long-form interview with.
Thanks for hanging out, guys.
Yeah, that was like an hour-long interview. It was like a total hangout session.
Corralling with some good people. Sessions can just keep going.
And Roger stepped away. I was going to bring up the Green Mill. Either of you guys ever been there?
No, what's up?
I don't think I have.
The Green Mill, it's a jazz club up in like the north side, like uptown area. Mm-hmm. And apparently it's like Capone used to frequent it.
I heard that, and listeners, please tell us if we're wrong, but I heard that Al Capone had a table in the back
yes.
that he could look at both exits if he needed to have the cops come that he used to hang out with.
Is that right?
Yeah. That's the cool thing about Chicago. There's some kind of folklore to every single venue that we have. And hey, why don't we just dive into you talking about the best venues here in the city?
Yeah. Well, that's what we were doing. We were wrapping mm-hmm. up the venue talk. What about for you guys, who's your favorite, like, other than yourselves, local act?
I really like, there's an instrumental group called Zayas.
Zayas are great.
Oh, man.
Zayas are really great.
They've been putting out a couple EPs over the last few years, and I'm really into them.
I know you could find them. Fan. You can find them on Spotify, I know. You can find them on, like, Bandcamp and other things yeah. like that. They're on Facebook. Great instrumental rock band.
They were in that movie, too, Dr. Zayas.
See, I don't know what that is, and I've seen that before. That must be where they got their name, but yeah, I'm not too familiar with it.
Planet of the Apes.
Yeah. There's also this other instrumental band, Fade. I'm a big fan of them.
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, oh, yeah. Fade is so good. They're doing huge things.
It's like a full 360 audio-visual experience. They got projections oh, yeah. and yada, yada, yada.
And if you want to look back, you can go back to Matt Pubala's podcast to hear that. It's Fade with two A's.
Two A's.
And you can check them out all over the city.
Yeah, I heard they're very handsome, too.
They're mm-hmm. good-looking young men. That aren't me. Danny, what about you? Who's a local act you're a fan of?
I really like Highness right now. It's like this all-female, like,
oh, that's
R&B,
cool.
like, hip-hop group.
Right on.
They're fantastic. Their keyboard player is an animal, too.
Nice.
Yeah.
We got some visitors.
What about Santa? I know, Mike, you're good friends. And these guys are kind of doing big things.
That's the thing. They walk the line.
I was going to say, can you consider them a local act still?
I mean, they definitely have their roots sown in Chicago and Illinois. I mean, they got started down at U of I when they were all going to school in Champaign.
Mm-hmm.
And then all still continue to play here in Chicago. But, yeah, they're doing big things. They're on that line of, like, you know,
right.
get that one
they're
song
playing festivals
to catch.
And
yeah.
You can go to that national level very
How
easily.
Do they deliver all the toys to the kids, though, in one night?
This well, I mean, guy. I, you know,
the time zones yeah, really da, come da, into da, play. Da. And,
and that's another interview that is featured on the Sound Sessions WGN Plus.
That's right. We have Santa. You know, have you guys ever heard of this band called The Kickback that's doing some big things?
No, the Kickback.
What are they all about?
Funny enough, Danny, The Kickback is the practice space right across from our practice space.
Really?
Yes. Oh, no kidding.
See, that's that community-based thing in Chicago.
And even further, Tommy, who plays in Santa, does keys on some of the records.
Look at that.
It's all connected. It's a family.
Everybody practices at Kildare.
Yeah.
I run
Seriously.
Into, like, everybody.
Mm-hmm. What about, Michael, I want to talk to you a little bit, because I know you sure. you were in a very active band in Atlanta for a while. Can you talk about kind of how scenes, like the Chicago local scene compares to other scenes across the country that you may have experience with? What is Chicago doing right? What is Chicago doing wrong? How do we stack up?
It's different in the sense of the type of music I was around when I was playing in those bands.
Sure.
But I will say, playing in Chicago, you're going to play with good bands every time you play. over the last 6 years since I've been here playing in shows, I can't think of many shows where there haven't been like two or three other just really solid bands on the bill, just doing it the right way. Bands that you want to sit there and enjoy and listen. That's how I found out about Size. Yeah, this is in Chicago. Right. And it's like when I was in Atlanta, I was playing in like kind of like the post-hardcore scene. So you kind of go on tour through the South and you play with some young bands that you're just like, okay.
Sure.
Like that's not, hey, shit, I started it at there.
Yeah,
and,
we did that. It's important.
You know, right. Every band was a local band at some point.
That's right. Absolutely. You
know?
That's true.
So go out and support them. You don't know who the next, I heard you guys say Foo Fighters earlier, so that's in my head, but who the next Foo Fighters is going to be, or the next Nirvana.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
And if you wanted to hear more about Nirvana, we actually had the guy, we're going to have him on at 4 o'clock. We have Butch Vig, who's joining us today on the show, who produced Nevermind.
No, yeah, that's incredible.
Wow.
He's
calling in. He likes to stay up 24 hours a day, so we thought we'd give him a call in.
He's an active
guy.
Wow,
that's going to be
awesome.
Can we
be here for that?
Of course.
I believe 4:30 a.m. that's happening. Yeah,
that's right.
Butch Vig, so that's going to be cool. Did you wrap up your thought? I'm sorry, Michael.
But Chicago stacks up. I think it's great. It's a very great scene.
It's a music city. There's no doubt about that.
Right. I mean, any night of the week, you can walk into a bar and you're probably going to catch a good show if they have music going.
Which, you know, so many do.
It's kind of like how, you know, it's in Nashville. You just walk down the street, pick a place. It's probably a good band playing.
Right. Yeah.
And that's, it's so true. A lot of my favorite bands that I've seen, you know what was really cool? Talking again about that community kind of feel is when I go out of Chicago or I go to out of state, like to a venue like in Austin, Texas or something like that, which is the first place I saw the Kickback. It's like, you know, a band is from Chicago. They have that good feel. They know how to talk to an audience and everything like
we're
that.
Proud. We're a proud bunch.
We are. And they always say, they make sure to say they are sending back love from Chicago. Even Kanye West. Like him or hate him, he does say he's from Chicago and these are his roots.
I mean, I think for me speaking, I'm proud to say I'm from Chicago.
Absolutely.
I think you're tough if you can live in Chicago. You get through these winters. I mean,
exactly.
You're tough, but there's like a softness to us as well. Do you know what I mean? Like we're friendly.
You just described Carell. That's our music. We're tough, but it's like, oh, these guys are just kind of like cotton balls.
I thought he was talking about a Charleston Chew for a second. Yeah. Those things are good as well.
What about like a festival, a local festival or anything you guys into?
It's not a local one, but I really like Riot Fest.
Well, let me rephrase, not local, but yeah. I think
it's like Adult Warped Tour for me.
I think Riot Fest, and I have the lineup around here somewhere, but it's, as far as I'm concerned, the most all-encompassing festival there is right now in Chicago. I mean, yeah, Pitchfork's doing their thing, Lollapalooza's doing their thing, but just the diversity in the lineup is just incredible.
Hands down, it's one of the best music festivals that's come around in the last few years. In fact, the headliners are insane. This year, Friday, September 16th is when it starts, goes through the 18th. It has the Flaming Lips, Ween, The Specials, Jimmy Eat World. Like, look at all these throwback bands that they're bringing back.
I mean, yeah, you look at that first day alone. You have metal, you've got hip-hop, you've got you know, indie. It's crazy. You got Morrissey on the second day, Death Cab, Social Distortion, Nas is going to be awesome. Brand New, who I'm seeing tomorrow at Northerly Island Pavilion with Modest Mouse.
And
I cannot wait.
That is going to be the best show. And mic drop, they are just announcing that they are breaking up.
So you told me this. Where did you see this?
I did see this on Consequence of Sound, which is a Chicago-based music article putter outer. but they are doing great things. Like I love the Pitchfork Media, the Consequence of Sounds. These things in Chicago, there's so much music vibration that goes out throughout the rest of the country from this city. But yeah, they are breaking up. Jesse Lacey is calling it quits. What do you think, man?
That sucks.
Mm-hmm. That's a huge bummer.
Yeah, that does suck.
I love that band.
Yeah,
bummer.
Well, I gotta see them at Riot Fest now.
Yeah, you have to. I mean, this is gonna be your last chance to catch them, I assume, then. And then the biggest news of the festival, as far as I'm concerned, is the original Misfits getting back together and playing on the Sunday.
That's
featuring Glenn Danzig and Jerry Only. And didn't they, like, get in a fight and not like each other or something like that? It's things that rock and rollers do.
What's up with Morrissey, too? I heard that he wasn't even supposed to play. Like, they said that he was going to play, and he's like, I'm not playing.
Same with, because this happened for, I want to say, Mamby at the Beach. They announced that, what's his name from Chicago? Kick Push Guy. Kick.
Oh, Lupe Fiasco.
Lupe, yeah. They, like, announced him, and he tweeted, I'm like, no, I'm not. And that was a huge thing. But with Morrissey, I'm pretty sure he like redacted a statement, and he is confirmed.
When I saw them announce Morrissey, I was like, if he shows up.
Yeah, because he recently canceled his Civic Opera House show.
Which, what?
Yeah, that was in 2015 that he just called it quits. It's like everyone bought
Civic
their
Opera House.
Yeah, and he was supposed to play there, so now he's going to play Riot Fest. But that's the cool thing about Riot Fest. It's I feel like this this festival more than any, more than Lollapalooza and anything, has this kind of what am I looking for? Authenticity, where bands can feel comfortable while playing at this festival, which is really cool. That's why they can get Morrissey. That's why they can get NOFX every year and everything like that.
I think it's great too because there's all the headliners, but then get down the bill and there's an awesome upcoming band from Atlanta called Microwave that's going to be playing on Riot Fest Chicago this year. So it's like all these new bands that are coming up, playing with the bands they were probably listening to when they were growing up. So you get all that old school generation fans, all the new school generation fans coming together. So the old school can hear the new stuff, the new school can hear the old stuff, and it's like this great community of...
And a cool thing they did last year, too. I'm not sure if they're doing it this year, but they had like some of these bands playing their classic albums, which was such just a cool like trip down memory lane. Right. I loved that.
I love that trend. Like people.
I know. I want it to happen more often. It's really cool. We talked to Thrice the other day, and we brought that up, and they brought up the idea of playing certain albums in its entirety. They couldn't confirm or deny anything, but... They said they had talked about playing the Alchemy Index. I'm not sure if you guys are too familiar, but...
I am.
He said the issue was it was like there'd be so many instruments on stage or something like that because it's a lot of different things going on there.
I just want to hear artists from start to finish.
Man, illusion of safety
for me.
I know. let's take a quick break here. We'll come back, wrap things up with Corral. You are listening to Sound Sessions on WGN Radio. You can contact us at 312-981-7200. You can text it. You can call it. We're on Twitter. We're on Instagram. Just check us out on all our social media, Sound Sessions on WGN.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? This is Sound Sessions on WGN Radio. I'm Michael Heidemann. I'm here with my buddy Kevin Richter and with the band Corral. What's going on, guys? So we were talking about the best venues, best local acts that are happening, things to do during the summer, but we kind of want to talk about the fact that this thing has run through a lot of our interviews on Sound Sessions, which is on WGN Plus, and it's the fact that there are no guilty pleasures. Whether it be on songs, whether it be in life, everything happens for a reason, and that's the way it is. So we wanted to get to a lot of our songs here real quick. Now, Kevin, you mentioned a band before that a lot of people could think of as guilty pleasures. In fact,
If I think what you're saying, don't say it.
Well, for one thing, I talked to Kristen Decker today, who's a producer here on WGN, and I said, we were talking about our favorite bands, and I said, Kevin, he's been all about Third Eye Blind for years.
That's not a guilty pleasure.
And
yes,
she goes,
no.
And she's like, oh yeah, Jumper's cool. And I said,
Decker,
it is cool.
I'm disappointed in her.
What do you guys think it is about the thought of guilty pleasures that people just get so
also, yeah, if you have any guilty pleasures, text in, call in 312-981-7200. If you're a tough guy and you like metal or you like all the rock and roll, but you secretly like, Barry Manilow, let us know.
Ain't nothing wrong with Barry Manilow.
No, nothing.
And that's the point. That's the point. So, guys, talk to us about what do you think your favorite guilty pleasures are. Kevin, I'll kick it to you first because I want to know.
Well,
I know that you have a certain affection for maybe Miss Fergie, too. So,
okay, the song Glamorous by Fergie, you can't deny it. It's just a good song.
Yeah,
that's exactly what I'm saying. It's just smooth, and it just makes me feel like a woman in a good way. Do you know what I mean?
It puts you in the mood. I get it. Okay.
Yeah. Well, maybe. But I go as far as to say I have a guilty pleasure playlist where it's just Yeah, like every once in a while I want to hear those, I'm by myself,
Get in the tub.
Get in the tub, have light some candles.
Yeah.
And put on some Bruno Mars. Or here's a really, I for some reason, and I think I have a strange crush on her too, Miley Cyrus.
Mm-hmm.
That one's a guilty pleasure.
Old Miley or new Miley?
Both. Okay. And I think it stems from old Miley because she's got a beautiful voice.
Yeah, she really,
really
does.
But I think her whole image and like wackiness, it's like a media thing, or I'm sorry, a marketing thing. And it's smart and it's working because she's everywhere. But yeah, I really like Miley Cyrus.
Party in the USA, there's nothing wrong with that song. In fact, I think it's one of America's best songs.
The guitar tone on that song is really good. I love the beginning.
The song Adore You, are you familiar? It's got like a piano track behind it. It's just, Michael, why are you laughing?
I'm sorry, I just can't. I'm not a Miley guy. I mean, it's not even.
He's not a Miley guy.
I can't say
I'm a my guy, a Guiley.
A Guiley?
But I just love this topic, though. It's great to hear people talk about, like, especially when you were talking, like, if you're a tough guy, listen to metal. Come on, you know.
You know, come
on. I'm not going to say in front of, like, Rihanna is my jam.
Rihanna's great. There's no denying.
I don't even know if it is a guilty
pleasure. It's not.
Pleasure. It's just my
pleasure.
That's
the Rihanna's point. There's no such thing as guilty pleasures. Be proud of what you listen to, you know?
Exactly.
I am a Backstreet Boy fan.
Okay. Why them and not, like, NSYNC?
Because you, growing up, you know, in the 90s, you picked one.
Star Wars or Star Trek.
I was in the Backstreet Boys camp. And I don't know, my sisters loved it, and I was the youngest boy, and I had two older sisters, so it was like, Backstreet's
That song's a cut. I'll give that to you. That's definitely a cut. Michael?
You know, I'm a really big fan of none of those bands, but...
Burn!
You know, remember when I said that there was no guilty pleasures? I think that you guys should feel very guilty about those, in fact. I'm just kidding.
Shame.
No, it's nothing but love here at Sound Sessions. Oh, yeah. So that's what you got to know. My favorite bands, you know, I'm kind of with Roger. I really get into musicals sometimes, and it's just the fact that there's so much crescendo in all that music.
Yeah.
And I'm a big melody based guy. So I mean, even the Beatles wrote musicals. So you can't knock
so
those.
So what's your dorkiest musical?
Oof, man. I don't know if you guys have heard this before, but there's this orphan musical. It's called Annie.
Yeah.
And The Sun Will Come Out Tomorrow is one of the saddest songs I've ever heard. So I'd say that's my guilty pleasure. I used to think Weird Al was a guilty pleasure.
No way, man. No,
but
no way.
He like hit this weird kind of just appreciation mode in like 2014 when he came out with that album. And with White and Nerdy and stuff like that. And then all of a sudden it was just like everyone is into Weird Al now. And I'm not the strange one who likes a guy with an accordion. I don't know.
Looks like we have a call, Wayne. We'll put him on in a second here. He's got a guilty pleasure that he wants to share with us. Hey, Wayne, what's your guilty pleasure?
Hey, you know, I'm 51, and so my guilty pleasure is in the opposite direction. I love the sound and Empire of the Sun.
Oh, my God. Good. Wow. That's not guilty. Empire of the Sun's a great band.
Yeah, Wayne. Really,
yeah, but being an older guy, you know.
You know what? That's even cooler, though. That's even cooler that you're 51 and you are familiar with these, like, sort of underground electronic bands.
Oh, I absolutely love the sound.
The sounds?
Yeah.
That's excellent, man. You know what? Be proud. Fly your freak flag. Those are not guilty pleasures.
Exactly.
Right. All right. Hey, you guys sound great.
Thank you, Wayne. Thanks for calling in. We appreciate that.
All right, take care.
Bye bye.
Wayne is officially in the Sound Sessions crew.
Yeah, I mean, Wayne's my man. I like Wayne.
That was, you know, that's the thing, though. There are so many great bands that are coming out that right now, no matter what your age is, you're able to latch on to these great music that's going on. In fact, you know, let's say it, 2016, the best year for music. What do you think is the best year for music or the best decade?
God.
I mean, I don't want to throw you this boulder, but here we go.
I'm going to just, my first thought was like the 70s.
I'm going to go
with Zeppelin right there alone. You get the Stones, you got the Beatles going on.
I think you can go even like 60s because you've got the Beatles. You've got, I think the Who were in that era. Zeppelin got their start then.
Right.
Sabbath was like getting
That's
their start.
Right.
Which is crazy when you think about, like, you listen to Sabbath and some of these dark, twisted lyrics that were being released, and it was in the 60s. I mean, that's not very, like, you know, progressive era necessarily compared to today.
Yeah, I wonder if they were corralling in the 60s. I don't know.
They were definitely corralling in the 60s.
On a whole other level.
I was going to say maybe more so than today.
and the cool thing is, like, the 60s are the best, I feel like, because they led into the 70s. Look at Led Zeppelin and what they did with the melodies of the 1960s. It's so cool what these bands have done. And now, going back today, there's bands like Empire of the Sun that take their like beats and everything from, like, shoebop music back in the day.
We just got a text from the 563. I am mostly metal / hard stuff, and he's saying things like 6 Feet Under, Cadaveria, which I'm not even familiar with, but he says his or her guilty pleasures are ABBA and Meghan Trainor.
Oh my!
I love that. That's such a contrast.
Those are
there.
Guilty.
Yeah, ABBA. ABBA's all right.
No.
What's that song? Money, money, money. Oh, must be funny.
ABBA's probably my
in the rich
band.
Man's
Dancing
world.
Queen.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking of.
I'm not into that one as much.
Ooh. Oh, you can't be shaming us, Kevin.
I'm not. You were shaming us.
Shame. 563, you are again officially in the Sound Sessions crew.
Thank you for sharing, 563. I'm trying to think of some other ones. Beyonce, you can't. I mean, that's not even guilty. She's beautiful. Yeah. She's super talented, and I mean, she's.
I'd say there are some old guilty pleasure Beyonce tracks, though.
I'm Destiny's
sure.
Child.
Meet myself and that's like I'm a strong, independent woman. You know, like,
do you think it goes the opposite way? Like, we're sitting here talking about like tough guys listening to pop, like people that are solely into pop, but like secretly love like. Black death metal.
Oh, see, yeah. I would love that. Hear
Who's
about
the,
that.
The mom like, out there,
yeah,
you know, the
like
house
listening
mom.
To Norwegian death metal.
Right.
Like Corpse Paint when the kids go to soccer practice.
Right.
Like cleaning up the house, just like doing hair flips.
Yeah, hair flips. Yeah. That's so funny.
She's got like Metalocalypse on or something.
And I'm sure that happens all the time when you need to like kind of hide your metal albums like underneath your covers from your mom.
Right.
It's like no, mom, I'm a pretty princess. No, I don't want to listen to this Marilyn Manson.
And you know, one of my previous guilty pleasures has become one of my favorites. And he wasn't even that guilty to begin with, but I am now thoroughly obsessed with Drake.
Yeah.
You know this about me, I think, Michael.
Same.
He's so good.
He is so good. I hated on Drake at first.
Same.
I got to that Nothing Was the Same album, and I was like, am I not human? Do I not feel things?
I mean, you can't, like, I know you, like, try to fight it, but if it's good, it's good.
I saw this status on Facebook the other day that my friend posted, and I was like, wow, I need to share this. Do I want to listen to Drake and think about you, or listen to Kanye West and think about me? I was like,
so spot on.
That's interesting.
Mm-hmm. That cuts a few layers deep.
It does cut a few layers
You late
deep.
Night corralers, think about that.
Think about that one.
Speaking of late night corralers, we've got another text from Cookie, who seems to be our number one fan for tonight.
Thanks, Cookie.
The song Felicidad Happiness by Sally Field on the Flying Nun TV show song album, 1967. Again, in the 60s, greatest music ever, even when it comes to the Flying Nun soundtrack.
I just thought of a musical I got into. What was the one with, it was about Argentina. Don't cry for me, Argentina.
I think of it.
I know that.
Evita. Thank you, Shantae. The music in that is great.
Mm-hmm.
I want to be a part of BA. You know what I'm talking about?
I do know what you're talking about.
Crickets.
And I love it.
Crickets.
Yeah. Is John Denver a guilty pleasure?
No.
He's kind of dorky.
No, that's not guilty. Not at all.
You know what? Why don't we throw it up to the man upstairs real quick? Roger, we're talking about guilty pleasures down here. The fact that there are no guilty pleasures. What is your song that we wouldn't expect you to be listening to?
Oh, my gosh. My musical tastes run from A to Z.
That's
seriously
awesome.
I have not been able to get into most hip-hop and rap. That's my only fault, I think. In spite of teaching for many, many years at Chicago Vocational, and I have two former students now have their own production studios.
Cool.
And they produce, I think one of them produces some stuff for Common. So I should be more into it or more aware of it, maybe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. And I think
There's some stuff I like, but that probably might be my guilty pleasure.
Common? Or Hill? Is
that Andre 3000.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Roger.
Not guilty at all. That guy's great.
Yeah. Yeah. So,
I think when he's doing his thing, he's one of the best rappers out there, Andre.
He moves so fast and what good style, too.
I know. Yeah. Well-dressed man.
So that would be my guilty pleasure.
That's a good one, Roger.
Again,
yeah.
Roger, no guilty pleasures. We love that.
And then from the 773 says, Guar and Barbra Streisand.
Yeah.
I love that combo.
Is-